Hey, are you depressed in your life or suffer from mental stress or much other things? I hope you all are well and here we will respect your valuable time. So, I guaranteed you that you will must learn something from this show. So, let's get started. Here we will talk about life-to-life problems, their solutions, and some stops, inspirational stories that you might learn from them. You will learn from their stories, their quotes, and you will put that moral in your life and you will be happy in your life. So today we will talk about life. What is life? How we get happy in our life? We will spend times in our life daily and I guaranteed that you might not understand what is the real life. So when we talk about from the biological side, life is a characteristic that discloses physical entities that have biological processes such as signaling and self-sustaining processes from those that do not, either because such functions have ceased or because they have never had such functions and are classified as inanimate. You will not understand anything. So let's get ahead. Life, mainly we can say that it is when we feeling loneliness, alone, and that time we also feel that we are not alone. It means we are alone, but we feel that we are not alone. It means our all close family members or close members are with us, with yours, but we say physically they are not available, but from the thought connectivities they are all available with us. That is the life. When we experience that feelings, this is the life. When we always happy with or without any person, that is the life. Life is not meant at attending parties all night, a good career, a good earth space, or your loving friends or anything. Life is mainly that yours happiness in a alone workspace. When you feel happiness with aloneness, that's the life, is the real definition. So we will talk ahead. Mainly life is a happiness. We can say that it is the time to given by God for the some purposes of our life. It means they gave us some purposes for our unique life, but we can't use or we can't describe that purposes for our life because we don't know that purpose, what the God decided for our life. We can't know. How we can know that? Mainly we can say that what we work and what we get happiness, that the purposes given by God, we can say, but not with the confirmed answer. When we take ahead, life is not mean that you are spending the time for your joy. You have to do something or to do some such work that gives joy. And when the time comes that we will leave the body to this earth and return back to heaven, when God asks us what we do at the earth, what we will say, what we will reply to our God, that we will do, we have done this work in our earth, we do some good works in our earth, what we will reply. So mainly we have to take that, mainly be happy in your life always, be kindness to all persons, not be hated to anyone, or they will hate you but you don't hate them. Let's take a story that will inspire you some interesting facts. This story title is Rocks, Pebbles and Sand. Mainly story tells us about our life, so we will start. This story starts from a philosophy professor that in the class and explaining a story, explaining an example, or you can say an activity. He is standing on the stage and attending the class with a taking on hand with a large empty mayonnaise jar. Then he filled the jar to the top with large rocks and asked his students if the jar was full, and all they replied that the jar was full. The professor again asked them, they also replied that the jar was full. Then after that he put some small pebbles to the jar and gave the jar a little bit of shake, so the pebbles could disappear themselves among the larger rocks. The student agreed that again the jar was still full. The professor then poured sand into the jar to fill up the remaining space, and after that again he asked from the students that the jar was full or not. They again replied that the jar was full. Then what is the motto of this story? The jar is full or not? What the real answer is that the jar was full? Well, we can say that when the first time the jar was full from the rocks, mainly we also replied that the jar was full. When after the rock, some pebbles are added to the jar, at this time this is also full. And when the sand is put on the jar, at this time this is also full. Then what is the definition of fullness? So what we learn from this story, what the motto of this story? Mainly in this story the jar represents your life. The jar in this story, this is your life. And what the rocks are? The rocks are the things, they are most important work, most important things in your life that will be your most important. What we can say most important? That if they are not available, you can't live. It means you can't live without the rocks. It means that perhaps the life, the definition of rocks. Mainly rocks represent what thing? That when this is not available, you will not live in this earth, or you can say you can't live the life. This can be your family, this can be your important projects, or this can be your health, means maintaining your proper health. When the rocks are put on the jar is full. It means when the family is with you, your health is good, maintaining a proper health. This is your life, filled with happiness, filled with everything. You can say at this time, when some pebbles is added to your life, it means some important work, but they are not so much important. It means that when they are not available, you can live. Means you can live without them. You can live without these pebbles in your life. This can be your family, this can be your friendships, this can be your hobbies, this can be your luxurious life, this can be your job. What is that? Means you have a good career, job, house, hobbies, friends, and more things. These are the pebbles in your life. It means the pebbles is available in jar or not available in jar. The jar is remain full, filled with the rocks. So that is not important that the pebble is most available in the jar. It means the pebbles is most available to the life. Then what is the sand? Sand represents the remaining filler things in your life. It means some extra activities life that maybe your suffering internet, maybe your suffering social media networks, while watching televisions, while watching any shows, while traveling one place to another, while living a luxurious life. These are the extra stuffs we added in our life. So these are not important that if they are not available that we can't live. So the main motto, what is the motto of this story? I hope you learn this story, but what is the motto of this story? Mainly the motto of this story is that there are so much things in your life that if they are not available, then there is no changes in your life. Means no bigger change. That means you will live the life with happiness without these activities, without these extra steps. Means a small task, much everything life to life depends. Then what is the moral? The moral is that if you start with putting sand into the jar, you will not have room for rocks or pebbles. It means when you added this sand first in your life, then there is no space for the rocks and pebbles. It means when you are wasting your time in your life, it means wasted time, then you can't get a good career, you can't success in your life, you can't spend time with your families, and many things that you can't do in your life. So firstly we learn that don't put the sand firstly in the jar. Then after that it's time for pebbles. If you spend all the times on the small and insignificant things, you will run out of rooms for the things that are actually important. It means when you added firstly sand and pebbles, then there is no space, there is no comfortable space for the rocks. You can do these activities in your home and you will experience that the sands and pebbles get spaced and there is no remaining space for the rocks in the jar. We can experience this in our real life when we give time to some small things and insignificant things, unnecessary things, then there is no space in our life, there is no remaining space in our life that we can give to the important work, we will give the necessary work that is important to our life and we can't live without them. That maybe your family is maybe your important person. So my opinion is that firstly you have to pay attention to the rocks, mainly pay attention to filling the rocks in the jar for getting more effective and efficient life, because they are critical to your long-term well-being, means they are more important to your life. I hope you like this, so you can share to your friends, families and any other that might require this. So that's all for today and we will meet again in a week or such a thing. So bye bye.